And Ukraine's President Zelensky has appealed to international organisations like the International Red Cross to join the rescue effort in the Kherson region. He says he's shocked at the slow response so far, as tens of thousands of people are affected by the flooding that resulted from the destruction of the Khakhova Dam. For more, I'm joined by the London Independent's chief international correspondent, Belle True, and also Andrei Pozniakiewicz, operational activities and response coordinator with the Ukrainian Red Cross. Belle True, if I could start with you, just describe the scale of this unfolding disaster and what President Zelensky said about the international response to it.
Well, basically, since the dam blew up on Tuesday, it's unleashed about 18 million cubic metres of water across southern Ukraine, flooding houses, drowning animals, seeing evacuations of thousands and thousands of people. In fact, the regional government said on Thursday around 600 square kilometres of Kherson is underwater, 68% of which is located on Russian-occupied land, and the average water level as of Thursday morning was nearly 6 metres high. So you can imagine the damage. What Zelensky has said is that the UN and other international bodies haven't responded fast enough. We have had some response from the UN organisation, so the UN's humanitarian agency said that they had delivered 12,000 bottles of water and 10,000 water purification tablets and fed around 400 people. But if you can imagine the scale of the damage, that's probably not enough. I was speaking to Ukrainian aid workers yesterday who told me they rushed to the scene and had sent thousands of hot meals to people because, of course, their homes have been destroyed, their water's been cut off, they've literally lost everything and they don't have any food. So what Zelensky is saying is there needs to be faster response, more response now.
And just before we hear from one of those aid workers, Andrei Pozniakiewicz from the Ukrainian Red Cross, just in terms of getting those facilities out to the people who need them at the ground, is there shelling still going on? This is a war zone you're trying to run an aid operation in.
Yes, there is still shelling ongoing, and also because the Russian forces are basically just on the other side of the Dnipro River, which cuts this region in half, there has also been some gunfire as well. But that's fairly normal for Ukraine. There is emergency response happening across the front line, which stretches several hundred, if not thousand kilometres long. So that wouldn't necessarily be a reason for humanitarian aid workers to operate. And there is, you know, multiple levels of catastrophe right now. It's not just the immediate response for the people who live in these areas. It's not just the fact that people have lost their homes. There's also drinking water problems. Ukraine's agricultural ministry came out yesterday and said swathes of southern Ukraine could turn into desert because upstream, you know, waters have obviously drained whole areas of agricultural land, which could cause a global food security crisis. So this isn't just a Ukrainian problem. This could potentially be a, you know, worldwide problem. And that's why they need organizations to step up to help, you know, stop the waters from continuing to help these areas that are now drained, to save people, to save animals' lives, and to try and to work on this, you know, disastrous situation.
Let's hear now from Andrei Pozniakiewicz with the Ukrainian Red Cross. Talk to us about what you've been able to do so far.
Good morning. Thanks a lot for your paying attention to Ukrainian crisis and the situation which is going on in Kherson in particular. First of all, I want to say that Ukrainian Red Cross Society, in common with the State Emergency Service, for more than 2 days already, going nonstop for evacuation people from the most flooded territories. By our information, by this moment being evacuated 1,700 citizens, and approximately 10% from this number being evacuated by emergency response teams from Ukrainian Red Cross Society. They are mainly focused on citizens with limited abilities to move. And we also providing these refugees with food parcels, hygiene parcels, drinking water. So basic needs, we are trying to cover as much as possible.
Are you on your own in this? Has the International Red Cross been in touch? How much support are you getting?
As we are a part of international movement of Red Cross and Red Crescent, for sure we request for support and we receive it.
What support have you requested? What do you need?
The support comes out from the request which we received from Kherson Regional Administration and higher levels of government administration. This is water tanks, this is equipment to protect our volunteers and staff workers. So the list is very wide.
And all the time, as Beltrú has just been telling us, gunfire, shelling, they continue. It's still a war zone.
Yes, that's true.
And what measures can you take for your own safety?
We provide our volunteers and staff workers with individual protection equipment. We coordinate our movement with the defense forces. So we and in close contact with the coordinators from Armed Forces of Ukraine. So we train to actualize security situation anytime we are going somewhere or turning back. So we're doing our best to keeping safe our volunteers, staff workers, and citizens, which we provide with assistance as well.
All right. Well, good luck to you in that work. And thank you for speaking to us this morning. Andrei Poznajkovic with the Operational Activities and Response Coordinator with the Ukrainian Red Cross, and also Beltrú, Chief International Correspondent with the London Independent.